You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The cost of living continues to increase, with ASB predicting the average household will be spending an additional $150. At the end of 2021, the inflation rate hit 5.9% and is currently at the highest rate it has been in the last 30 years. National is suggesting adjusting the tax brackets for what they call the squeezed middle in order to relieve pressure off struggling families. Nicola Willis, Deputy Leader of the National Party and financial spokesperson, spoke with me today about their proposal to change taxation. So in the media release, you mentioned the squeezed middle. What exactly does that mean?
Well, there's a growing group of New Zealanders who are finding that their wages are not keeping up with inflation. So each week, they go to the supermarket, they fill up their petrol tank, they pay their rent, and they find themselves further behind than the week before. They're feeling squeezed.
What group would you say is this exactly? Is it sort of the middle class group?
Well, it's those New Zealanders who are not low enough income that they receive significant top-ups to their government, to their income from the government in the form of, for example, the accommodation supplement, and yet they're not comfortable enough off that they feel immune from the effects of the cost of living. So there's a group of New Zealanders who work hard, who pay their taxes, and who are feeling the squeeze from the cost of living increasing.
So what's the proposed tax bracket the National is suggesting for them?
Well, what we've said is, out of fairness, given the government is collecting billions more dollars in income tax, we think it's time to adjust the tax bracket to allow for this inflation, so that people get a bit more of their money back. So for an average wage earner, someone earning $72,000 a year, this would be worth around $850 a year for them.
And why would National like to see a tax bracket change instead of, say, increasing incomes or just more solutions to lower the cost of living?
Well, by changing the tax bracket, we allow people to keep more of their own income so that they have more money in their bank account each week, which will then allow them to better meet the growing cost of living. ASB has predicted that the cost of living is increasing such that people will be paying up to $150 more a week for the same things this year as they got for much cheaper last year. Faced with that sort of a crisis, we think it's imperative that the government think about income release, and adjusting tax brackets is a good way of achieving that.
Why do you think they haven't looked at this sooner?
Well, we know that in the upcoming budget, the government is planning a record spend up. They've put aside an extra $6 billion a year for government-funded projects. And we say that that is pretty extraordinary at a time when Kiwis are doing it so tough, and we would prefer that money be prioritised for income relief and tax reduction than for government pet projects.
And do you think this specific sort of group and demographic isn't being looked at as much because there's sort of a misconception around what they can actually afford?
Well, I do think that there are a lot of New Zealanders who want to be independent of the government, who want to get ahead under their own steam, but are finding it really tough. Rents have gone up $50 in the past year alone. Supermarket shopping's more expensive. Everything's more expensive, and yet wages aren't keeping up. And I think that group of New Zealanders deserve some tax reduction.
And so do you think in conjunction with this there would be sort of a nice solution to lower the tax that they're paying and sort of give them something else extra, like increased income? Would that be a better solution, or is it purely just the tax?
Well, by reducing the tax that they pay, we increase the income that they have, the additional money they have in their back pocket. And our view is that by doing that, we allow them choices about how they spend that money, and we put them in a stronger position to deal with the growing costs, whether it's rent, the supermarket, petrol, or other costs.
Would you think that's good to extend to other tax brackets as well, or just this specific group?
Well, our tax proposal would adjust all of the tax brackets, and so therefore would apply to a range of income earners, not just those on average incomes, but those on other incomes as well. The tax reductions we're proposing would mean that taxpayers across the board would see a reduction in their income tax.
So what would these sort of changes look like for different tax groups?
The tax changes for those on middle income, if you had two average income earners in a household, they would be worth around $1,700 a year all up. If you're on an average income and you're an individual earner, they'd be worth around $850 a year all up. So none of these payments are going to make people rich. We're not arguing these are big sums of money. What we are saying is that it's fair to adjust tax brackets as inflation takes more of wages. And as a proportion of what the government is planning to spend in this budget, it seems appropriate that some of it go back to taxpayers.
It also mentioned in the press release that there was going to be a change to people on super and couples on superannuation. Can you just explain that a bit more, please?
Yes, so superannuation is tied to the average after-tax wage. So by adjusting after-tax wages through tax reduction, as National's proposing, superannuitants on fixed incomes would also have their income increase by just over $500 a year for those on the married rate.
That was National Party's deputy leader, Nicola Willis, speaking about their ideas to change taxation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.